My name is Jesselyn Schwartz, and I'm 35 years old. Today is October 13th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Ismael, who is my client. I am recording this interview in Washington, D.C.
Hello, my name is Ismael. Today is October 13th, 2022. I'm recording with my lawyer, Jesselyn Schwartz, in Washington, D.C.
Ismael, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
The person who has been kindest to me is my cousin, who I live in right now. She's the most important person that I have right now because every time that I have something, she's there for me.
That's great. What is one of your happiest moments?
One of the happiest moments was when I went to Pride. And then I feel free to show who I am because of my country. There's nothing of this happen. So here, I saw many people who are there, like, showing their happiness, and then I was there with them. That day, I cried a lot because I was feel like so special.
Where was the Pride that you went to?
I went to the Pride in Washington, D.C., and also New York.
How many prides have you been to now?
I've been to 4 prides.
It's very fun. What is your favorite thing about pride?
It's like the happiest moment to be with the people that you love.
Awesome. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of the difficult moments was when I was in jail on immigration. So that day I feel like alone. And nobody was there for me, just the officers, criminal, myself.
How old were you?
I was 15.
So what had you already been through when you got to the immigration detention?
I came by myself. That was the thing that I was like, almost like sad. And also because I had to leave my country, my mom and my sister, because of the violence there is a lot.
And why did you make the decision to leave? You said it was dangerous.
Because the gangs members there, they want me to do like some stuff that I don't even want to do it.
You talked about pride and how free and accepted you felt there. Is your country a place where you could openly express yourself?
Not really, because there wasn't support gay people. They kill gay people there.
It's really scary. Was that also a reason that you decided you had to leave?
Yes, that was the main reason also because I couldn't speak to my mother because she would like not accept me at that time because I was like a child. She doesn't know about it. And then I was like, I need to be in the country that I can feel free.
Does your mom know more about you now or is it still kind of difficult with her?
Well, it took like a little long time for her to understand me, and then now she's totally support me, but she say always like, know the person that you want to be with.
That's good advice for anyone from a mom, I think.
Yeah.
So you met me a couple of years ago. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
When the first time that we met, I was like kind of shy. Do you remember when you saw my face and you were like, Ismael? And I was like, Jesselyn, how are you doing? And now we're totally open. Like, we're just talking like more.
Yep. Like best friends. had you had other attorneys before?
Yes, Cynthia. She was my first attorney that I have. And she helped me a lot for my case of asylum. We got the asylum with Cynthia. Now I'm working with you to get my U.S. resident.
Yes. How did you learn about KIND?
I learned about KIND when I was on New York. My case manager referenced me to there. So one day I received a call and then they were like, can you please come to this office? And I came with my cousin and then I started working with you, like with KIND, and I signed a contract that they were telling me that I don't have to pay nothing for get like a lawyer's for free.
What did it feel like once you had a lawyer and you started working with her?
I feel that I'm gonna be like, my case, it will be more like fair on court because the first court that I got, they put me on the last position. Everybody got a lawyer. Everybody left first. That day, my court was at 9 a.m., and then I didn't left there until 5 p.m.
And was it scary to be by yourself? Did you know what to say?
It was very scary because I was like, they're going to detain me here. They're going to send me back to my country. What they going to do? But the judge that that did a jury to me, he gave me some paper, and then I see Kine in the front of the paper, and I was like, I already got this.
Awesome. And were you the only kid without an attorney in that courtroom?
No, it was like 10 kids without a lawyer.
The first time, were you 15 or 16 that you went to court?
15.
And what was that experience like before you had ever met a lawyer?
It was scary. And when I went to my lawyer, it was more easy because we just show up, she present her name, she give the paper, and the judge call us, and then he was like, okay, this is not going to happen, and we get out of there by 11.
Much quicker, much easier.
Much easier.
You didn't have to do a lot.
Yeah, because the kids need a lawyer to their case, to be fair.
It's a very good point. What has the relationship with me been like over the past couple of years?
Ooh, that's the fun part, because we've been like being so open, become like talking more together, and working on the case is mean like with you is very easy because we've been texting, we've been updating everything that is happening to my case.
What has been frustrating about your case since you became an asylee?
Is that it take too long to request for the U.S. resident because it's taking very long time.
Do you remember when you got asylum? How long it's been since you received your grant of asylum?
It's been, I think, 4 years now.
I think that's right also. And do you remember when we applied for your residence or for your green card?
It was before the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. I remember that I received a text on December 10th that you just send everything to the immigration to request that U.S. resident.
Actually, I think it was in November, maybe before Thanksgiving, that we got it all in.
Yeah.
And here we are, October 2022, still waiting.
He's still waiting.
Still waiting. What do you think would have happened through your whole case if you had never had an attorney?
It will not be fair. It will be in my home country. Or, yeah, I will be in my home country. Here mm-hmm. is not, like, very fair for kids without a lawyer.
So you think you would have been deported?
Yes.
What do you think would have happened to you if you had to go back?
I don't know. At this point, what I see in the news, what I see on the TV is being like, they were killer, like killing everybody, like shooting guns member. Every time, like during the 2021, I see a lot of caravanas were coming through here and they deported everybody.
And you haven't been able to see your mom or sister since you left, have you?
Yeah, only through FaceTime.
Has that been really difficult?
Yeah, because I miss them.
I bet you do. Has your life been any different than what you'd imagined when you first came to the U.S.?
Yes, because now I speak the second language, which is English. I went to school, I graduate, I work in as a customer service, I have really good friends. I have you to supporting me, and in how kind like to help with everything that I need for my case.
What are your hopes and dreams for the future?
My hopes and dream is like to be a better person. I don't know. One of my biggest dreams is to be a lawyer.
I feel like you've always said that. What makes you want to be a lawyer?
It made me like to help other kids.
Well, I think you'd make a great lawyer. If this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything that you would want to say to me?
Anything that I want to say to you is thank you for everything what you have done for me. And thanks for helping other kids.
It is a pleasure. You are a wonderful client and person to represent. And as you know, one of my very favorites.